This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sure. 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So great hearing from DZ. So great. That just made me happy. I'm like, oh man, now we got to do Am I the Jerk? I have more questions. No, but hopefully we'll hear from DZ again before he's back, you know, whenever he's ready. Won't be too long. But Am I the Jerk? This one involves getting in your neighbor's hot tub when they're out of town, which sounds really shady and you all know it. Okay, here's what they said. And you guys can come up with the name yourself. Am I the jerk for using my neighbor's hot tub? Allie and DZ, my neighbors have a hot tub and I do not. We aren't best friends, but in general, I think they're nice people and we invite each other over if we have a barbecue or a party. I wouldn't put them on my A-list team of friends, but maybe the C-list. Well, here's where I want to know if I'm the jerk. My husband and I use their hot tub when they're out of town. We've done it about 12 to 15 times. We mentioned it this weekend to some other friends, and everyone was appalled that we use it when they're gone. They asked if the neighbors know. We said no. They don't have cameras. We just use it, make sure everything looks nice, put it back, and leave. Are we the jerk for using our neighbors' hot tubs when they're gone or out of town? I mean, I cannot with you guys sometimes. 414-533-1037. That is the Am I the Jerk today, okay? Am I the jerk for using my neighbor's hot tub when they're not there? I'm going to go with yes and ew. Why? I mean, granted, I'll get in hot tubs all the time. I guess who am I one to talk? I mean, I'll go to a resort. I'll go to a gym. I'll go anywhere and get in the damn hot tub. So I'm one to talk. But you're getting in your neighbor's hot tub, I would think. I mean, who knows what goes on? I don't know. I'm just getting grossed out. Maybe not. Maybe I should just say this is a great, a genius idea and nobody's getting hurt. Because nobody is getting hurt. Nobody knows the difference. 414-533-1037. Is she the jerk? And what are we going to call her? What are we going to call this woman? I don't. We need to give her a name. And you can sit. Oh, Hot Haley. Nasty Natalie. WTF. You guys are texting in the best names. Somebody said, bleep, yeah, the jerk. What if something happened while they were in the tub? Oh, God. Autumn in Waukesha said, hot tub and Hannah. Oh, that's a good one. Hot tub and Hannah. I love that one. All right, you guys. Is she the jerk for using the neighbor's hot tub when they're gone? We'll talk to you next.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, I don't know what we named her, but she wants to know if she's a jerk for going in the neighbor's hot tub with her husband when they're out of town. People are appalled on the text line. They're calling her Whirlpool Wendy. Things like that. You guys are killing me with some of these names. Hot Tub Sally. Hot Tub Harriet is definitely the jerk. That came from Mandy in Lake Geneva. Oh, I cannot with you guys. All right, I'm just going to get right into it and go to the phones. I got Jawan in Sheboygan. Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Allie. I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, but I want to know, what do you think? Is she the jerk, and what should we call her for getting in the neighbor's hot tub?
All right, so jerk, 100%.
Yes.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. They don't have permission. Without permission, sneaking off into the neighbor's hot tub, you are the jerk.
Yes.
Whether you clean it up and you get it back right and you're not harming anyone, he's still the jerk.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta ask before you just, you know, go and use their stuff.
100%.
So that's why I stand on
that. And an invasion of space. Somebody said, talk about an invasion of space. Literally appalling. I do agree with that. And it's trespassing, which, whatever. Chill out, people. But you know what I mean.
And I'm going to stick with Nasty Natalie. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
You guys want to do Nasty Natalie, huh? All right.
Look, Nasty Natalie got a ring to it.
Nasty Natalie, it's done. You got to pick it. Thank you, Juwan and Sheboygan. You have a great day.
Thank you, Allie. You too. All right. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
Sheboygan must be hot this morning because there's another caller from Sheboygan. But first, I'm going to start with Ayana in Milwaukee. Is this you, Ayana? How are you?
Yes, it is.
Hey. Welcome to the show. All right. You heard Juwan. He said definitely a jerk, and we're calling her Nasty Natalie.
Yes, that is, you don't know how clean that hot tub is, whether or not they clean it or not. And it's just like, you're breaking in, like, that's not your house nor your hot tub.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's trespassing. You're breaking the law and you're using somebody's stuff. It's messed up, right?
Yeah, and we don't know how clean the maintenance is for that hot tub.
Right. We don't know. Well, and it's their own, so they don't care. Hey, kiddos. Well, we're going to go with Nasty Natalie, and we're going to say jerk. We got one more caller left. Thanks for calling, Ayana.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. Allie and Sheboygan, we're going to come to you next because Sheboygan's hot today. How are you?
Good morning.
Hi. Love your name, but that's another topic for another day. Allie, are you really going to go anything other than jerk on this one? She's using the neighbor's hot tub when they're gone, her and her husband.
Oh, no, total jerk, super gross. No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay,
one of these days, whoever owns that hot tub, one of these days they're going to put in chemicals, and they're going to end up in the baths or in that hot tub, and who knows what would happen.
Everyone is, like, placing cameras right now above their hot tubs. See, a lot of people don't want cameras above their hot tubs because of what goes on, but now people are going to have to put cameras because they're like, I don't, what if your neighbors have been in there for years and you would never know.
How are you supposed to trust your neighbors?
You wouldn't. But then again, you wouldn't know the difference because you don't know, even know they're using the hot tub. That is shady, man. The audacity, you know? I mean, that takes a lot. I mean, it's one thing to go over, like, I'll go borrow something from my neighbors like a rake. I sure don't get in their hot tub. I'm just saying, you know? I mean, come on. So,
I bet the neighbors wouldn't even care if you asked for permission.
Well, that's
not the point.
That's, you know what? You're right. That's the thing. Imagine if you had just asked, for sure. So, all right. Well, thanks, Allie. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you guys. Have a great day.
Bye, you too. You guys are killing me with some of these names you're sending in. I am losing it. The text line is 414-533-1037. I'm getting Facebook messages from people saying, I don't know the text line, but you should call her Harriet Hot Tubman. You guys are, stop it, okay? It's Nasty Natalie, and she's definitely the jerk. We have decided today. There is no question about it. Jerk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.